Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
So you got several big games this weekend, but the one that virtually everyone is talking about is New England against Dallas. And now the news, Tom Brady looks like he will play. Rob, you've been ripping on Tom Brady all week.
Have I?
The last couple weeks, all month. And now we understand why he hasn't been up to Tom Brady standards. Apparently, he's got a banged up elbow.
Oh, is that what it is?
But he's a warrior.
Yeah, okay.
As most GOATs are. So he will play through it, or at least he's believed, expected to play through it. That was the news today.
How convenient.
So leave him alone.
How convenient.
He's been playing
oh, my
through
elbow.
Injury.
Yeah, okay.
He's been battling. He's a warrior. He's been battling through injury. But what I want to say to you, Rob Parker, is that whether Tom Brady plays or not, there will be a big-time quarterback on the field.
Has there been
if
a trade?
If it's not Tom Brady, it will be Dak Prescott. Write it down. He is it. What did I tell you? You didn't want to listen. I told you week one. I told you before week one that Dak Prescott needs to get paid by the Dallas Cowboys because he is en route to becoming an elite quarterback, and we are watching it right before our eyes, Rob Parker. I've got all types of ammunition. I've got all types of backup, but I'm going to let you go first and try to shoot it down. Dak Prescott has moved into the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, and he keeps on rising.
Fraudulent Dak Prescott. Go ahead, Chris Broussard. This is so your MO. You're always talking up people. You were the one talking about Kyle Allen. Oh, yeah,
stop
the Panthers.
No.
Yes.
Come
be
with
quiet.
Facts.
This is my time.
Come with facts.
Be quiet. This is my time.
Kyle
you
Allen.
Were all about Kyle Allen. Get
stop
rid
it.
Of Cam. Get that. He's playing. He's balling out. Why would you want Cam? That kid has three touchdowns and 9 interceptions the last 4 or 5 weeks. He's been awful.
Typical
you were all
Rob
about
Parker.
You were always about
I'm not
James
talking
Conner,
about Kyle Allen.
All these guys. All I'm telling you is stop it on Dak Prescott. Look at who he's beaten. Nobody. All 6 of their wins have come against teams that either have a below 500 record or at 500. 2 wins against the terrible Giants. A win against the terrible Dolphins. Just go through it. Look at what they did.
They terrible?
That's the one. They're 5-5. They've been inconsistent.
Dallas beat them.
It's where you finish. And my point is,
you think Philadelphia's great.
And
you
know what?
To win the division.
And you know what their record is against the 3 playoff teams that they played? They're 0-3. They lost to the Saints. They lost to the Packers at home. And what was the other one? And was it the 49ers? I'm missing one. The 3 playoff teams.
Surprise, surprise.
No, I just forgot the other one. The Vikings.
That's
the
all
Vikings.
You got?
No, what do you mean is that all I got? What happened? They let the Saints beat a Dak Prescott elite quarterback-led team without even scoring a touchdown. Dak couldn't even beat Teddy Bridgewater, who didn't even throw a touchdown in the game. He ain't elite. He's beaten up on the also-rans and the never-wases. When the big games have happened, he hasn't been that guy. And you go ahead. Keep believing it. That's why they haven't paid him. If he was that guy, they would have paid him months ago. They would have paid him in the summer. They don't believe in Dak Prescott. That's why they're holding the money from him, because they're waiting for the other shoe to drop. If he was that guy, he would be paid, because it's only going to cost you more money the longer you wait. So why would they
really?
Wait?
Why?
They don't believe in him.
If he can't
they don't
play,
believe
it won't
in
cost
him.
Them more?
Jerry Jones, they don't believe in him.
If he can't play, it won't cost them more.
That's why they haven't paid him yet, because they don't believe in him. They don't.
But I thought it was going to cost them more if they wait.
If he's the guy that you keep saying he is, it's going to cost them more. That's my point. They don't believe in him, and that's why they haven't paid him.
Here, how about this, Rob Parker? Because all you can spout is the schedule.
It does matter who you beat.
First
it does
all,
matter.
Stop belittling NFL players.
The Giants stink. The Dolphins stink. The Redskins stink.
On any given
Sunday.
The
Lions stink. They all stink.
Any NFL team can win on any given Sunday.
No, they can't.
Number one.
Why didn't the Lions win a Super Bowl in 50 years? The Bengals haven't won a game any given Sunday. Where's their win?
Any given Sunday. Well, you understand what that means?
So what did
that
mean?
You're going to
win the Super Bowl. So there hasn't been a given Sunday this year, huh?
That means we see upsets all the time.
What day is that? Is that after Monday or Tuesday or given Sunday?
You haven't seen Miami have an upset? How about the Jets? Have they had any upsets?
No, yeah. You know what? Guess who they beat? They beat Dak Prescott's
right.
Cowboys.
Any given Sunday.
And he's an elite quarterback. My butt.
Don't bring up your butt, please. Anyway, can you look at the game? Yeah, we can look at the schedule and nitpick the schedule and, well, this team's not 500 or they don't have a winning record. What? Trust your eyes, Rob Parker. Watch Dak Prescott. Do you see the throws he's making? Do you see him going to the line, calling audibles, pointing out the defensive rushes, changing the offensive pass protections?
Yeah, I did. I watched it when they lost to Green Bay.
Can you watch it and see him picking defenses apart?
Yeah.
And you used to go, this used to be argument. Well, when Zeke doesn't run roughshod, he can't do anything. Well, Zeke hasn't run roughshod.
Zeke is
in the
having
last
a fine year.
Weeks.
What are you talking
really?
About? Yeah.
He's gone for 40 yards in each of the last two games.
I said he's having a. And Dak his numbers Prescott aren't that down. Where is he, Rob G, as far as running back?
That's what I'm talking about. Where is he? You don't know. I know.
I know he's near the top.
The last two games, he's been about 40 yards a game.
I'm talking about for the season. He ain't that far off.
Look, the last two games, he has not delivered, but his quarterback has. With Dak Prescott, with Ezekiel Elliott giving him like 40 yards
Ezekiel
last
Elliott
week.
Is a top 10 running back. What are you talking about? You act like he's at the bottom. He's in the top 10.
This is what you do. When you can't get into specifics in the meat of an argument, you go general.
No, I'm not. He's in the top 10.
Last
That's a fact.
2 weeks, did
he's
you
number
hear
nine.
Did you hear me?
I'm talking about the whole year.
The last 2 weeks, he has gone for about 40 yards each game. And Dak Prescott has been just fine. Threw for 444 yards last week, 3 touchdowns with Zeke doing nothing. I'm not trying to diss Zeke. I'm just saying the narrative that Zeke has to go for 107 yards for Dak to be serviceable is dead.
No, it's not because
it's dead.
To beat a good team, they need him to get 100 yards because the only teams that Dak beats are bad teams. It's all over the record. They're 6-4. 6 wins have come against teams under 500 or at 500. The 3 playoff teams they've played, he's 0-3. The best competition he doesn't play well against. Those are facts, Chris Broussard, whether you want to be a Dak Prescott fanboy or not. Those are facts.
While Rob listeners listen, while Rob Parker continues to spout the same old nonsense, I'm going to give you facts, and I'm going to give you a serious sample size. Over the last 16 games, that's the equivalent of a full season, Dak Prescott, 69% completion percentage, 4,968 yards.
Everybody throws the ball in the NFL this year. That ain't
no big deal. No. That's not
everybody,
this year.
Everybody
That's
throws,
last year.
Everybody
Let me finish.
Throws the
I'll let
ball.
You give spout your nonsense. Let me finish. 37 touchdowns, 32 in the air, 5 rushing, only 12 picks, 104.8 passer rating, record 11-5, and I guarantee you that all 11 victories did not come against losing teams. He is third in the NFL in TDs, first in passing yards over the last 16 games.
But he doesn't have a contract.
Oh, he's
But he doesn't have a contract. Where's his contract, Chris? Where's his contract? Where's his contract? Where's his contract?
It's coming.
All right, there you go.
It's coming.
No, it ain't. Because if he was all that with those phony numbers you just threw up, he would be. Yeah, they are phony. Because
really?
I'm going to give
11 and 5 in those games.
I'm going to give you.
Phony?
I bet you when I give you those 11 wins, I bet you 9 of them came against teams under 500. And I'll give you the number during the break. We'll give it to you.
Give it to me now.
I just told
don't
you.
Don't give it to me during the break.
I just gave you five of them.
Give it to me now.
I don't have time. I can't do it
now. No, you don't know.
I just told you.
Nonsense. You're going back
I just
to that
gave
same
you.
Old well.
I gave you five
Your
of the teams
old,
this year.
Your stuff is old, Rob Parker. It's outdated.
No, it
Nobody
ain't.
Wants to hear it anymore. Come with something new. Come with something fresh. You're the Sugar Hill Gang. You're LL Cool J, Melly Mel. Come with some new stuff. Styles, it's changed. It's a new day, Rob Parker.
It ain't no new
Dak
day.
For Dak Prescott, and you need to get with the program.
If I was with the program,
all that nonsense.
The Dallas Cowboys would have signed him a month ago. They don't believe in this guy. They know it. It's fool's gold.
I can't Dak believe
Prescott,
you keep going
there. Dak Prescott is cubic zirconia. That's what he is.
To say Jerry
against
Jones,
bad teams. That's
to
why
say
they haven't
Jerry
signed
Jones
him.
Jones doesn't believe
That's
in
why
Dak
they haven't
Prescott
signed him.
Is absolute
You had Troy
lunacy.
Aikman on the other day. So they should sign him. There's a reason. They haven't signed him. They don't believe in him.
No, the
Everybody
is
knows
he's
that.
Asking for $40 million.
No, it doesn't matter.
That's
he's that
reason.
Guy, Chris. You just told me that. They gave Jared Goff. They loaded up, backed up
they
the armored car.
Did
they give him 40? They gave him the highest contract.
It wasn't close to 40.
But they gave him the biggest
Dak
contract.
Dak is trying to set a whole new standard.
All right, and why won't they sign him? You just said he's
he's not that.
Oh, okay, why not? You just gave me numbers.
What did I say? I said he's en route to becoming elite. I said he's a top 10 quarterback.
I don't even know what that means. What does that
mean? I didn't say he's the best quarterback in the league. I didn't say he's Patrick Mahomes. Stop it. You're arguing against a ghost, Rob Parker. You're arguing against fantasies and foolishness. Argue against what I say. Dang, it's a mic drop.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, my God.
Time now for The Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
He is hilarious. He's an actor. He's a comedian. He's the host of the Riffin' with Griffin podcast. You also might know him as Montez from the great show Workaholics. He is Eddie Griffin on this week's Celebrity Corner. I'm sorry, Eric Griffin. Eric Griffin from this week's. My bad, man. You know there's an Eddie Griffin out there that's funny,
too. Wow, that's bad right there.
This is how we going to start.
No, you know, Eric, you know, look, Eric, look, me and you, we look, I'm going to tell you, you going to have it easy with me. Rob is the one, he got a bias against light skin.
No, I don't. Where you get
so
that from?
Just, every I show, I do a show like, with you every night.
He don't like light skin as the right skin? He don't like that?
Yeah, he something, I don't know, man. But just beware, be careful.
Not at
he
all.
Comes at you like
I'm
that.
The most genuine guy in the building. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, that's how it starts. That's how they get you. They always start
right.
with genuine.
Right. Well, Eric, let's get right into it. I mean, I've heard that you've been chomping at the bit, ready to get at us because you are in support of your man, Kawhi Leonard, and all of this load management. I think he plays once a week, but go ahead and defend it.
Well, you know what? Actually, I'm not going to necessarily defend it. I'm actually with you on this. I mean, I think that when I hear the words degenerative knee problem, and I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on TV, but when you look it up, it's not something that's curable. So he has to, manage his, play so he doesn't hurt himself more.
Right.
But it's not curable. So what I think is he might actually be damaged goods because it seems as if even if you rest, rest is not going to do anything. You can't play an extended period of time. And look, if we look back last year, and let's say Klay Thompson doesn't get hurt and Kevin Durant, does some stuff and they actually win the championship, we'd be looking back and going, why did Toronto lose? We'd be like, well, Kawhi wasn't himself in that finals. He was, he was on one leg in that finals.
Right. Right.
You know, and then what would we be saying? We'd be like, well, maybe he's not, but he won the championship, so it nullifies all that. But I'm looking as a Clippers fan, and I'm like, is he going to be able to handle the play of the playoffs, especially in the Western Conference? I don't know. I hope we get the most out of him, but his best playing days actually might be behind him.
Yeah, my only problem, and you know, we don't know how severe it is. You had Doc Rivers stand up there and say that he was fine and everything was good. So I don't know where it is, because that's what the coach said about his own player, and he was fined by the league for divulging that. The biggest problem is you got to let fans know before I go out and buy tickets. If you know when you have set up a schedule where he's not going to play any back-to-backs, that should be common knowledge for the paying customer. You don't agree with that, Eric?
Oh, I 100% agree with you on that.
That's
especially
all.
If somebody like that. I totally agree with you. I think that's for all the players in the league, man. This is like how do you expect us to like you pay? And it's so much money too.
Right.
It's costly.
We spend so much money, cause especially the seats that I was paying for. You talking about it's like it's a lot, and then you're expecting a certain thing. Look, I remember last year, I'm so excited to watch LeBron James, and this dude, he's sitting on the bench. And I'm like, and you look at the face value of the ticket, and you're like, wait, hold on, I think I got God.
You did.
I got God on this game.
I think I saw you leave that game. You walked out of the Staples with your hands held high because you had been robbed.
Eric, now are you from L.A.?
Yeah, I'm originally from L.A.
You're a Clippers fan, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm a Clippers fan. I go back. I got a Terry DeHair jersey.
That's a Clippers fan. That's a Clippers fan. How in the world, hold on, growing up in L.A., I know there's a handful of them out there, a dozen, maybe a baker's dozen, but how in the world do you become a Clippers fan in L.A.? What about the Lakers?
Because I'm the underdog guy. I like the team that has to, like, scrap and work hard and, like, you know, come from behind and, like, you know, always trying
but
to get over the mountain.
But they've never come from behind.
Know.
That's the problem.
but how much more sweeter is it? Like, even when we had Blake Griffin and Chris Paul and we thought we had a chance to win the championship,
right,
that was more exciting than, like, a really good Lakers team that didn't win the championship. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like the Clippers, it's just exciting. Look, I became a Clippers fan because I actually like going to the games to watch the other team. But then, like, you start in the fourth quarter, you start to go, okay, we got to support the Clippers. And then eventually, you know, when we were over at the sports arena, you know, you used to be able to go in the back and talk to the players when they came out after the game. Their cars were right there.
It was
That's
only about 35 people
oh,
there.
Oh, stop. Look at Chris. Wow.
You know what? You're just a bougie Lakers fan.
He is. A bougie.
I'm not a Lakers fan.
Wait a minute. A bougie.
I just call it like I see
a bougie it. Yellow Lakers fan. Lakers. That's
see,
what it
see
is.
See what I mean, Eric? It's see? Starting to come out. You see it.
Hey, Eric, let's switch to football. Where are you? I mean, who was your football team before they all left California or all left L.A.? And who are you gravitate to now that L.A. has two football teams?
Well, I will always be a Raiders fan. I remember Marcus Allen, you know, in the Super Bowl and all that. So I'm a Raiders fan. I enjoy that the teams are here. I just don't know if L.A. has enough to support teams, because even when they're winning, we went to the Super Bowl, and we still are like kind of half support of these Rams.
You
and,
only got a billion Chargers. People here. Ain't that what do you mean? Is enough to support them? That's ridiculous.
No, because we have so many transplants, man. I went to the Rams Chicago game last week, right?
Yeah,
dude, you would have thought it was a home game for Chicago. So many people in there with Chicago jerseys on cheering for them. We just don't have we just don't care about football. That's why we haven't had a team in 25 years.
Eric, Rob and I have, you know, what a lot of people think is a dream job, and it is a lot of fun. You are in that category, too. I mean, a lot of people would love to do what you do, telling jokes, acting on television. Mm-hmm. How did you get into comedy? Like, how do you become a comedian? Did you always want to do that? Were you always funny?
Yes, I was. I thought I was always pretty funny as a kid, and I just, you know, but you don't know when you live in L.A., it's like a pipe dream, because you're like, how do you get on these stages? How do you do these things? And so it's just a long journey of, like, writing and never giving up and, like, cultivating relationships and just working on your craft, because it's not a thing that just can happen overnight. So, look, I always tell people, follow your dreams, you know, and people don't normally fail. They quit. So you got to keep going at it. And that's just what I did.
Mm. All right. It's Celebrity Corner. Eric Griffin, actor, comedian, host of the Riffin with Griffin podcast. He joins us here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. The difference between doing television, I'm a big sitcom fan. I love television. How much fun is it? Or after you keep doing the line, say you have to get it right, is it still fun? Or sometimes, you know, like the joke has kind of already been done a couple times and it's not as funny? Or how do you continue to keep that up so that you're still, like, enjoying the funny part of it, even though you did the line four times?
Well, you know, it's just fun, the interaction you have with the other actors. And when you're doing, like, a sitcom in front of a crowd, that's just a live performance, like if you're doing a play. So,
right.
you know, you always find the fun in it, you know, and the money don't hurt.
Nope.
But you know what I mean?
Right.
But sometimes it just seems like it would be tedious, though. You know what I mean? Like, because you got to get the line right. You keep saying it. It's a funny line. If you're doing a live stand-up, you just say it, and it's the way you get it. You know what I mean? And the other way, you got to get it right.
No, but I mean, it's still a matter of performance and the little nuances of your thing. I mean, just imagine when, like, how much did you guys talk about Myles Garrett for the last 3 days? You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just what you do. And how many times have you said the same thing over and over again on different interviews, on different
Rob's
things?
Rob's done it a
you
lot.
Know? That's Chris.
Rob's
That's Chris' M.O.
Eric, let me ask you this. Is there – whose trajectory, what comedian's trajectory – would you ideally like to follow? Because you look at – there's different ones. I mean, Kevin Hart and Eddie Murphy became huge in movies. Chris Rock, you know, is just this tremendous stand-up guy. He's done some movies, but he's mainly the stand-up. Dave Chappelle's
a whole different – You can't call CB40 a movie.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He's not – his movies haven't been all that. You know,
hey,
and Dave Chappelle's a different route. Like, who – right, straight up. Who's your – you know, which trajectory would you like to follow if you can – if you have your druthers?
Dude, at this point in my career, I'm already knee deep in it, man. You're acting like I just started, you know. But like, if I had to look back, somebody that I admired the most is like Eddie Murphy. I love the fact that he's about to come back right now. It's like great, you know, with Dolomite and all the other movies. He's Coming to America 2 and all these
right.
movies. So it's like an inspiration to see somebody that he's still doing it, you know, at later in his age. And that's what I want to keep doing. It's like a marathon, and I just want to keep running it. So, like, I just like the – when I see those kind of guys that are still in the game, going, you know, doing comedy and still out there no matter what, that lets me know that, like, this is something that you can love for the rest of your life. You can keep doing it when it's – because it don't feel like work. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I just like looking at those type cats, because I look at Kevin Hart and I feel like he's going to be one of those guys too. He's still knee-deep in his career. Is he still going to be doing it 20 years from now? I hope so, when he's going to be the dad on a show or the grandpa on a show. And that's really the goal, is just to be able to keep being funny, keep being entertaining for as long as you can.
How are you going to be right. the granddad when the kids are bigger than you? But that's another story.
He's man, you're a hater.
I told you,
hater, man.
I told you.
What?
He's Eric Griffin. Go to ericgriffin.com. That's Eric with a K. Yes, Eric,
yeah.
E-R-I-K, Griffin.com for all his upcoming tour dates and shows.
Eric, to know
great
me is
stuff,
to love me, man. It's all good.
Hey, Eric, serious, anytime you want to come into the studio and do an hour with us, let us
oh,
know,
I'm
man.
Down. Let me know. I am down. You should be
right.
Yeah, we can.
That'll
I'll be
work,
there, man.
That'll work.
That
appreciate
all
you.
Right, keep up the great work. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, buddy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
LeBron James Jr. and Zaire Wade. Sons of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. They are going to be playing games on ESPN this year. They play on the same high school team. 15 of their games will be on ESPN. Last night's game was on ESPN. And here's what LeBron James said about when his games in high school were on. I remember watching him on ESPN, and some of his games were on pay-per-view. Here, back in 2001, here's what he said last
freshman year.
Freshman
year to my sophomore year, they moved our home games to the university. So
how big was your high school gym?
How big was our high school?
1,500.
1,500. We open up my first home game my sophomore year is at the University of Akron U, which is like 6,000 people.
And they sell season tickets.
So right then and there, as a sophomore, I'm 15, I knew that this is a business. This is definitely a business.
And then his senior year, they actually put the games on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You could watch LeBron James games anywhere in the state. You paid like $10.
I have absolutely no problem with their games being on ESPN. You know, we there in other sports, players their age, athletes their age, are on national television. Who's the great gymnast? Simone Biles. She's on national television, and all the other great gymnasts her age were on national television. Young tennis players. Who's the Coco Gauff, 15 years old. Wimbledon on national television. So I know they're Simone's not getting paid, but Coco Gauff obviously getting paid for that. But I got no problem. Every high school kid, I wish I could have played on ESPN when I was in high school.
That's not the point.
Every high school
that's
kid's
not the
dream.
Point. You're missing the point. Is that LeBron came out and made it stink that he was being exploited when he was in high school.
First of all, did
that's
you hear
the
that
difference.
Quote?
That's the
did
difference.
Did he sound like he was making
yes.
a stink?
He said,
sound
oh,
like he was just saying
oh,
it.
I know. Oh, I know.
I mean, well, was he pissed off?
If he knew it, then what is he bringing it up? It wouldn't matter if he knew it. If he already knew it, Chris, and it wasn't a big deal, why would he even bring it up? He's
it
bringing it up
because
he was making a point
about.
That they were being exploited like these guys have always been, and people are making
so
money off their back.
So these high school kids are being exploited.
Yes, they are.
So what, they shouldn't be on ESPN?
If they are, where's the money going? Who's getting the money? How about they do it and do the games and don't charge ESPN? How about that, Chris?
Let's get the college kids
that?
The money first.
No, how about not?
Let's get the college kids the
how
money
how about
first.
ESPN do it for free? How about that? And there is no fee.
You saying
the paid
same
thing?
You upset about Simone Biles being on national
I'm talking
TV?
About what
no,
we're talking
no, I'm
about.
I'm asking you. Are
I'm
you?
I'm talking about what we're
no,
talking about.
No, it's related. She's
no,
the
it's
same
not.
Age.
No, it's not. I never
was she getting paid?
I never heard a mother or father complain about what
oh,
happened
so
to her when they were.
Okay, so let's take Zaire Wade out of it.
I'm talking
because I haven't heard Dwayne Wade say that. So Zaire is fine for him. LeBron James should hold his son out of these national
no,
games.
No, that just
no. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
What are you saying?
Yes, he should because LeBron, to me, could make a statement to say you're not going to exploit my son the way that you guys did me, and he's not going to play on television so that you guys are making money. If you show me that you the fee that they pay to schools is going to a charity, going to help. Inner city kids in Los Angeles or whatever, I'm all for it. Where is that money going? Where
it
is may, it?
Is it going to the school, to
it's
the high school?
It's going into somebody's pocket.
It's going to the high
it
school?
It ain't going to the kids.
Look, that's ridiculous. LeBron, I wish if I had a daughter, well, I do have daughters. If they were playing on national television and I'm going to hold my daughter out, kill her dreams, to make some statement about that, high school kids getting paid when college kids ain't even getting paid? That's crazy, Rob Parker. That would be terrible to do to little LeBron.
You know what you got to do?
Little LeBron loves playing, I'm sure, playing on national TV. No, I'm guessing. Oh. Every high school kid wants to play on TV.
It's the same thing. I've
LeBron
said it,
wasn't complaining
I've
about
said
playing
it about
on
the,
national
about
TV.
About the Little League. The Little League that they play
yeah,
all show
so
all the
League
games.
World
it's
Series,
the same
you complaining
thing.
About that?
Yeah, I do complain about that.
Really?
Every game shouldn't be on, just the championship
game. Did you play
game.
Little League baseball?
Yes.
Would you have loved for your games that have been on national
no,
TV?
No, I would have wanted to get paid, like the networks were getting paid.
Well, you they would have cut
to
you
get,
from the team
that's all right.
and kept playing.
I'm just saying,
I mean, that's ridiculous.
You can't rail
little
against
kids
something.
Love
then why
to
is
be
he railing against
TV.
The NCAA? Because
it's college. It's they're near grown men.
It don't
men.
Matter. They're not
they're
grown
18
men.
And up.
They're not
18.
Grown men.
That's a man. 18 the, years old is a man.
Come on, it's the same principle.
No,
they're
it
making
ain't.
Money off
a
of kids.
A 14-year-old
you know
is not an 18-year-old
it
man
doesn't matter.
In they're, college.
Money's
and they're
off.
Not making
why
nearly
is ESPN
as much?
Making money? It doesn't matter. They're making money off of the kids. Chris,
you're barking up the wrong
no,
tree,
I'm not.
Man. You will hold out your kids.
Yes.
Kill his dreams.
You know what
daddy,
happens?
Daddy, I really want to play. I'm serious. Because I got kids, and I know.
Oh, you
that
now
your
you
kids
know.
Are
I'm,
going,
I'm
yeah,
X'd out of the
it.
Conversation
no,
using the kick
if they
call.
Come to you.
I'm sorry, I didn't procreate. I didn't have kids.
If your kids
sorry
come to you
wow.
crying,
I'm
daddy,
sorry.
I really want to play. You gonna make some statement about that and kill your kid's dreams?
I'm gonna turn my mic off because I don't have a kid.